This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now about some resource companies with John Kaiser, Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, very well-known guy in the industry, very, very competent. Had some really, really good years that continue on in terms of his analysis of companies. He's a close friend. We value his input. I want to start out talking about a company that happens to be a sponsor of our site, Falco Resources. What's going on there, John?
Well, in late April, they started a drill program on the Horn 5 project, which is the deep part of the old Noranda mine in Rouyn-Noranda, Quebec. They had put out a PEA, which really didn't have a good enough NPV to justify development at the base case price. Even at the current spot price, it's still not good enough, but it's a classic optionality play where if we get $1,600 gold, which is not that much of an increase from current levels, it puts the NPV at a level close to CapEx and makes the project become worth developing. However, the big wild card right now is this drilling that they're doing, is this going to expand the zone, perhaps find an even richer part so that the fundamental economics improve? They have not put out any news, so on, but the stock has been creeping higher, and I think that's probably not just because the gold price has been creeping higher. I think they are probably seeing good results in their drilling on that deep target.
So, John, one aspect about Falco that I think is interesting and noteworthy is their, let's call it, close relationship with Osisko Gold Royalties. Osisko, if everybody knows, is a large company that has a number of royalties as well as some development plays within their book. I had Sean Rosen on the show at the Sprott Conference. He had some interesting things to say about the direction that Osisko thinks it will go with this rise in gold price. How do you value that having Osisko as such a close partner for Falco?
Well, Osisko is becoming kind of a hydra. There's Osisko Gold Royalties, which I believe is the large shareholder in Falco, and at some point they hope to do a royalty deal on the Falco. Then there's Osisko Mining Inc., very confusing, similar to the Osisko Gold Corp., was bought out by Yamana and Agnico. This is the company that's accumulating all these districts. They just bought Eric Sprott's big stake in the Barkerville and its ownership of that gold district in British Columbia. So this concept that they have there, the Osisko Gold wants to become kind of a financier, ultimately making money on owning equity stakes in companies that they back and on the royalties that they will be getting with providing more advanced financing. I think they're on a roll. The gold price trending up makes projects that they're taking on a little bit more forgiving by lowering the bar for what counts as a meaningful grade. I think it's a good time to acquire all these old camps and do some serious rethinking. They are not just tiresome optionality plays where they buy this stuff and sit back and sort of wait for the metal price to go up and do all the work. They actually put money into the support, money being put into the ground to make the deposit bigger and better while they wait for the rising gold price to improve the economics for what they already know about the system. I think it's a good strategy.
You know, I got to tell you, I think it's an excellent strategy. I've got a little bit of history, as does Corey, with Falco. We were working a little bit with Falco when it was called Falco Pacific Resources. They had a major reorg. It's now Falco Resources. We spent a lot of time chatting with their CFO, who I have a lot of time for. And as Corey said, he did a very good interview with Sean Rusin at the Sprott Conference. I think Falco is really going to be one of the real winners here in the upcoming resource market, which I think is going to probably start at almost any time. John, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think we're in a 1 to 2 year bull cycle. We've had sort of 5-6 months of a market rallying. Investors have been nervous in sort of late June and early July. They began to worry, okay, was this just a flash in the pan, a relief rally, and now we're going to, as the summer doldrums kick in, are we going to descend back into this bear market and carry on for another few years? But in sort of mid to late July, there seems to have been an inflection. And one of the things I picked up when I was in Vancouver during the Sprott conference is that the street, the money people, have made the decision that this is turnaround is for real. And so there's a real scramble afoot to get positions in shells and then get project stories for shells because the glass has gone to half full. This gradually higher creeping gold price is really good because it doesn't trigger the big blow off. Gold suddenly jumps to 1900 and everybody runs to unload. There's a confidence out there that we are in a long-term uptrend for gold. There's no inflation in sight. It's linked to general anxiety about where the world is going, about instability and so on. And that drives higher real prices for gold, which for projects like the Horne 5 or Falco, this is really important. That project doesn't become very valuable if we have hyperinflation or the U.S. dollar collapses, and that's why gold goes up. We are in a market where we are seeing a gradually increasing real price for gold, and that's really powerful. It's not spectacular in gold terms, but for the bottom line of these advanced projects, it's really important.
John, that's a very good point, especially when you do consider where the property is located in Canada, taking into account the gold price moves that we've seen in Canadian dollars as compared to U.S. dollars, and now potentially this rebalancing that we are seeing throughout this year. One other stock that I do want to touch on is Cerios Resources. This stock has had a very nice move since the beginning of the year, up almost 10 times. The company did raise money a couple months back, so when I quickly went through their balance sheet, I see that they have some funds to get them through at least this year and into next year. Why do you think Cerios has managed to garner such a huge buy, even when compared to other stocks that maybe are only up 2 or 3 times. Cerios up almost 10 times from the beginning of the year.
Well, the stock was, yes, 7-10 cents in January when I started focusing on it. And that project, Chichu, that they've been working on, as they've done more work, the market has achieved a better appreciation for, hey, this could be another Eleanor-type system. Or as a default, it could become future mine feed for the Eleanor complex, which is going to churn out 300,000 ounces a year. They spent $2 billion putting in all the infrastructure for that. But the $5 million that they raised has enabled them to start a 10,000-meter program. And the run we've seen in the past week, it staggers me. It seems to have been generated by rumors from field workers. And you know, the company put out a news release saying we have some visible gold and core. But that's the usual spec where you hold up a hand lens and you see a little speck and you get to call it visible core. Well, we've seen holes like that. They haven't yet been the barn burner holes that this project needs. But when you see this kind of market action, stock ran $1.42 a couple of days ago, that's people thinking they're seeing something.
Got it.
And what's happened is southeast end of the property, they stripped it clean so you can see the bedrock. And I suspect that a driller standing there has seen gold without a hand lens. And people are saying, wow, we're into the zone. And this is the rumor that's out there circling that when they're going to resume drilling there, they're going to get some spectacular numbers.
You know, John, it's really interesting your comments about the market that could be upon us right around the corner. You know, and if you look at companies like Falco, Cerios, et cetera, I mean, these are firms that are well planted in terms of having their feet on the ground, in terms of being really solid. You know, Sean Roosman with Cisco is not an idiot. For him to get involved with Falco, he's not doing that because he's a nice guy. I'm sure he is, but he's doing it because he really sees a light at the end of the tunnel with that company. Sirius has already made a big move and is probably going to continue. Mr. K, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Al had to step out of the recording studio for this segment, so I am going it alone with my friend from the UK, Lori Williams. Lori is the founder of LoriOnGold.com. He covers, obviously, the gold price, what's going on in the gold sector, but from more of a UK perspective. And I always find it valuable to get outside of the US and understand what is happening in other major economies. So, Lori, before we get into the actual gold price and your outlook on gold, let's talk about how the UK economy has been doing post-Brexit. We all know that the Bank of England cut interest rates, trying to get ahead of what a lot of the economists are saying will be a tough time for the economy. What are you seeing at home, though?
Well, we've actually had a bit of a boost in terms of retail sales, which went up in July when everybody thought they were possibly going to go down post-Brexit. I mean, the whole problem with the economists, I suppose, in this kind of thing is that they talked down what would happen if Britain decided to pull out of the EC, of the EU, to such an extent that that becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy for a certain time until things settle down a bit more. There are areas, obviously the pound has dropped quite sharply, but now the dollar seems to be a little bit weaker, so the pound is picking up a little bit against the US dollar. But, of course, what that's meant is that with the pound weaker and the gold price relatively strong, the gold price here in the UK has been booming, really. We're getting back fairly close to an all-time gold price high in the UK. So it only needs maybe a small boost in the gold price or a further fall in the pound, and you've suddenly got gold at record levels in the UK.
Well, and I think that's an interesting concept and aspect to think about, because even through last year, I know when everybody was throwing out the numbers of, is gold going to break 1,000? But everybody was focused on the U.S. price, and I live in Canada, and I also know some of my friends in Australia that are in this industry. They kept on pointing to the gold price in our currencies, and technically, when you look at gold in the Canadian dollar and in terms of the Australian dollar, and now even over in Britain in terms of the pound, we're seeing actually a much appreciated gold price, and people do need to consider that. I guess my question for you is, do you think that the gold price in U.S. dollars needs to play catch-up to these other currencies, or do you think that gold has maybe gotten a little overdone in these other currencies, and that is where we will see the pullback?
No, I think the first is possibly more likely, because the longer the Fed delays raising interest rates, then the chances are that the dollar is going to weaken. And if the dollar weakens, then effectively, gold will probably increase in terms of the US dollar. You know, gold is considered something of a constant, and currencies may fluctuate against it. I mean, you're quite right with the Australian and Canadian dollars and the Russian ruble, and I guess in Argentina and a few other countries, South Africa in particular, where their currencies were weak. Gold was getting very, very close to record highs. In fact, I think it exceeded record highs in Argentina and South Africa and in Russia, which meant that their gold producers were actually doing quite well. Whereas in, say, the United States or in countries where the currency is tied to the US dollar, they were having a tougher time. I mean, overall, that one of the things that meant was probably the global gold production did not fall as much as the pundits were suggesting that they would with the falling US dollar gold price.
Now, what has your analysis shown you in terms of gold production? Because I think recently I've read a couple articles where it is saying that gold production has come off. You're right, it did not crash, but that's also a function of how expensive and difficult it is to actually shut down a mine. But we have been seeing a decrease in production, haven't we?
Not really. I mean, according to the latest figures out of the World Gold Council, gold production during the first half of the year is actually slightly up on last year, but it does seem to be trending downwards now. So probably over the full year, gold production may fall a little and should continue sort of moving down from there, because what, of course, has happened with the lower gold prices in US dollar terms is that capital expenditure was cut. There was this huge emphasis on cutting costs of the major gold producers. And so capital was one of the first things which went, and mineral exploration was another one. And that means down the line, gold production is definitely going to slip. And eventually it could slip quite a lot, because it takes so long to bring these things back on track again, or to build a new mine. And there aren't really any new mines, or many new mines in prospect, that overall, the combined effect of all this is that gold will start to drop, and start to drop seriously, but not quite yet. It's taking a bit of time to come through.
Now, Lori, sticking to some of these stocks and talking about mine production, one of the trends that we've seen develop, especially in terms of mid-tier companies, is building of much smaller mines with a shorter mine life, trying to get some cash in the door and expand on the mine as they go along with their small-scale production. How do you feel when you're looking at companies and you hear this as their game plan?
Well, I mean, that seems logical. I mean, obviously one of the things which has happened is that the major gold producers have been selling off some of their assets to more flexible, smaller producers who may make a better go of them than the big guys who are far less flexible. So what's happened is they've been selling off what they see as either unprofitable or non-core operations, and others are taking them up. And yes, I mean, some of the juniors are coming in with smaller size mines. But of course, it has to be the really large scale projects which tend to increase the overall global gold production. And they're just not happening. Things like Barrick's Pascua-Lama is on the hold. And that's a huge project which would have produced a terrific amount of gold. But now, I think it's already cost them about $6 billion, and the likelihood of it actually going ahead in the next 5 years is probably pretty slim, largely because it'll cost them at least the same amount again to get the thing off the ground. And the banks aren't that keen to lend that kind of money.
Well, and I think that continues to be the issue, is banks not wanting to lend that kind of major money, and those major mines are the ones that actually move the needle significantly. Right now, the majors continue to struggle, but they have gotten their costs more in line. Lori, it's been great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You continue to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Got a little bit of a treat for our radio listeners right now, in the sense that we got Rick Ackerman with us. Rick is a technical analyst par excellence. He has been written about the subject of articles in the Wall Street Journal. He has written for Barron's. He has been around in the financial community for an awfully long time, probably a minimum of 30 years or thereabouts, and I'm happy to say that he's a good friend of mine and a good friend of Corey's. What we do on our daily show with Rick is listeners, our regular listeners who are active on our blog, are able to query Rick about companies that they have an interest in. He then provides his technical analysis on those companies. We stress this is not investment advice. It is simply what Rick's technicals are telling him about various companies. Now, one comment that we have gotten more than 25 times recently is if Rick could provide some technical analysis on the price of gold. Rick, what do you have to say, my friend?
Well, I'm afraid that gold is about to relapse. You know, it's been spiking every single day, usually at night, and a fleeting high produces a despairing sell-off the next day. So all of this has not cracked an ostensibly bullish short-term pattern in gold, but I think it's about to give way. We've got the December COMEX contract, which is what I'm tracking right now, currently trading 1348.40. If it slips below let's see, I'm looking at 1328 at 20 bucks below where COMEX is trading right now. If bulls can't hold the line here, and by hold the line, the key support is 1335.30. That support is part of a pattern that projects to 1374.50. So, you know, you've got a potential $26 move to the upside, but at this point, any bull who's been with the gold for the last 7 or 8 days is going to be bored to death with very little patience left.
Rick, what happens if we break below that 13, about 35 level that you're watching?
Well, 1328.40 is really that's the first place where I might come in and speculatively buy some futures contracts. And I feel pretty certain that there's going to be a bounce, a tradable bounce from that number if it gets down there. But if you get stopped out on a trade, we're going to be looking at 1309.20. That would be, I hesitate to use the word back up the truck number, but 1309.20 is my worst case for the next 3 to 5 days, and or let's say 5 to 7 days. But I think it would be a place where you could come in and buy pretty aggressively with the stop loss probably as tight as a single dollar.
Okay, let's take a look at a big company. The symbol on NASDAQ is GOLD, and it's Randgold.
Randgold looks pretty good. It's had a monster move from early 2016, and the first, back earlier in the year, this stock was trading for about $60, and it had a recent high up around 126.55, so that it more than doubled. It got a little bit past the target that I would have given you at 124.49, and what that implies is there's still life left in this, and that the pullback that we've had since that high to a current 108.96, just off the correction low, is in fact a pullback, a correction, something that represents a buying opportunity. So it looks to me like it's consolidating for a move that could go at least another $42 higher from wherever this stock bottoms. It is, by my technical methods, a mechanical buy at 103.67, and that's what I call a midpoint hidden pivot. If you were to buy down there, it would require a stop loss of about $7. So we use other ways of getting on board to cut that stop loss down, mainly something called camouflage, where we look for the signal, this mechanical buy at 103.67, and we come down to a chart of 3 or 5 minute degree and take the first uptrending, the first northbound express in the form of an ABCD pattern. But in any case, I think it's got another good leg up, even though the current consolidation could take a few more days at least.
Just as a general comment, I think Randgold represents very closely to what I've been seeing in a lot of high-quality stocks, mining stocks recently, and that is a great run for the first month or two, a sideways consolidation, another nice run, and now this little pullback since sometime around the beginning of July. And I think this is all very healthy in the long run. Rick, one other stock that we want to talk about is Mariana Resources. I chatted with Mariana Resources at the Sprott show. I also was introduced to them, I believe, about a year and a half ago at the PDAC in Toronto. They had some massively good drill holes out of their Hot Maden project in Turkey. What do you have to say about what we're seeing on this stock, given that they just started trading on the TSX Venture Exchange? That symbol is MRA. For people in the U.S., MRLDF. It's had a nice run since, let's say, June, when it did start trading on the Venture.
Well, I hesitate to give credibility to some lunatic stock that was just listed. It had an insane move, a move that says, hey, just find something else to trade. You know, on the 1st of July, this stock could have been had for a nickel, or a little more than a nickel, and here we are, a recent high in early July of 89 cents. And again, that whole move occurred over 2 weeks, so it looks a little bit absurd. But to put the absurdity aside and simply read the chart, if this thing is currently trading 77.49 cents, but if it gets as high as, let's give you a nice, easy-to-remember number, if it hits 85 cents, the stock would be putting in play a target at $1.50. And the key resistance between 85 cents and a buck and a half is, let's call it $1.07. That's my midpoint pivot on a stock. And if we see a close on the weekly chart for two consecutive weeks above $1.07, I think that the further rally to a buck and a half would be maybe a 70% shot.
One quick comment is that this Mariana stock was traded in London before finally coming over to the Venture Exchange, so it did open it up to a number of investors that like to only invest in venture-listed companies, or at least that was the story and what I understood from the Sprott conference. Real quick, Rick, one final company, Fresnillo, FNLPF. What do you think?
FNLPF has had a pretty dramatic move itself. You know, if we talked about this stock maybe a couple of months ago, I would have given you as an outside best case $22.55. The actual high was $26.65, so it overshot the target by 4 or 5%. Pulled back for the next few weeks to a low of $23.12, and it didn't waste much time down there. You know that the stock has taken off once again, like the proverbial bat out of hell. It looks like $26.12.5, but the key number here, let's call it 26.13, is a tripwire for a rally that could go as high as $35.14. The key resistance there would be at $29.13. And again, same as the last stock we discussed, if we get a two-week close above that number, I think you'd have a very good shot of hitting that 35.14 target.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, we're talking with one of our favorite guests, Chris Martinson. Chris is a best-selling author. Chris has a great website. Chris is a proponent of a great philosophy and people taking care of themselves. He just is a really good guy to talk to. Chris, got a question for you. Now, there seems to be a lot of confusion among the top 1%, and by that I mean intellectually and certainly financially in the United States, as to whether or not this economic model is working. I mean, you talk about a couple of rollovers that are occurring right now in the real estate market. Number one, Vancouver, BC, and number two, as you mentioned, Aspen, Colorado. Rollover in those markets is kind of scary. And what really is kind of scary, if the economy right now rolls out of control, 2008 is going to seem like a group of kids playing kickball on the kindergarten playground. What are your comments?
Absolutely. We all have to recognize that the central banks were in panic mode in 2008 and 9. They took some emergency measures that became permanent measures. So we've been in some sort of a permanent emergency. I think, as I mentioned last time, the central banks are printing $180 billion a month to try and keep this whole thing stitched together. And the point I'd like to make is that, you know, this is clearly an unsustainable model. Everybody in the finance business knows the answer to this question. What would happen if the central bank stopped putting all that money in the markets today? Clearly, the answer is there'd be an enormous correction in financial assets, which would be stocks and bonds. So what's happening is that all of that money, though, that the central banks have been pumping in hasn't been going to Main Street, hasn't been going to you and me, hasn't really been broadly distributed. It's been going straight into the arteries of the financial markets, going straight into the veins, as it were, of the top 0.1%. And so whereas in the housing market bubble, where would you look if you wanted to see when that bubble was about to crack? Well, you looked at the edges, at the marginal buyer, the subprime buyer. Well, in this case, who's the marginal buyer of, like, you know, stratospherically priced bonds, condos, lofts, trophy properties and stocks? Well, it's the 0.1%. So how do you track them? Very tricky to do. I do it through anecdotes. We talked about a wealth conference I was at where I was hearing nervousness I've since heard stories of anecdotes, which I can't relate the names of, but Nobel Prize-winning economists who are worried now that their models are breaking down. They don't understand how the world is working. And then we've got some direct evidence, which you just mentioned. The Aspen housing market rolled over, 42% decline in sales. Bang, it just hit a wall. Vancouver, about the same numbers. So this is where we're starting to get anecdotal and now direct confirmation of the idea that whatever that silent dog whistle that gets blown that only dogs and, you know, marginal buyers can hear when bubbles burst, that it's possibly been blown here and heated. And so this is something people need to be aware of, because as you said, my view, I agree with you, is that when this financial experiment comes to an end, we're going to discover that what the central banks have done is really been a horrible, horrible mistake. We're going to have a gigantic financial day of reckoning. It's going to be really ugly for a while, by which I mean just massive market turbulence, meltdowns, things like that. And that's the risk. It's always been the risk. So, you know, here we are talking about some early signs that may be saying, could be coming.
Chris, with how connected everything is, especially in terms of the financial markets and the big players in those markets, which, as you pointed to, the money is seemingly getting stuck at either the big bank level or the multinational corporation level. If we do see a rollover, and more or less what we're saying is some sort of a market collapse, is this contagion going to spread to essentially every market and everybody is going to be impacted?
Well, absolutely. Now, you need to be aware, Corey, that the IMF and some other regulatory bodies have been quietly putting in what we might call bulkhead rules, where they would be able to isolate regions of the world, as you might with bulkheads in a ship, so that if you have a puncture below the waterline in one of these areas, you can immediately seal it off from the rest of the world. Now, that means capital controls. That means that this highly interconnected worldwide banking system, nobody quite knows how it'll operate. If, for instance, I'll just make something up, we had to put a capital control ring fence around, say, Japan. How does the world operate at that point in time? We don't really know, but it's fair to say it won't operate like anybody's hoping. It's one of the reasons that I counsel people that if you have all of your eggs in the financial market basket, you're really not diversified, no matter how well spread across that basket it is, because if the basket suddenly has the lid closed, yeah, you'll be well diversified in a basket you can't get out of. And that's right. Really the fear here is that they are putting in emergency measures in the background to account for the idea of, you know, what do you do if you have a big fire and you have to contain it?
You know, it's a very interesting analogy. It's been contained for, in my opinion, pretty much since 2008. And the reason that I would say that is going back to something that you said, Chris, off mic, and that is that the folks in power, and let's say the Fed officers, et cetera, among others, if they're competent, you know, this thing is going to work for a little bit. If they're not competent, they're going to be just as confused as everybody else when it really hits the fan, for lack of better terms. Well, you know, I'm not a Fed president, but I did serve on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank for a number of years. You know, I've got a bit of an education, major education actually, in economic theory and in financial theories, et cetera, et cetera. The model that we have in place right now, because it totally disregards the free market, cannot work forever. You cannot give people something for nothing. You keep taking out of a pie, and eventually there are going to be no more pieces of that pie to take out, right?
Absolutely. The free lunch crowd is, of course, very well entrenched in, and they've given Keynes a bad name. So-called Keynesians today, mm-hmm. Like Krugman, are not really Keynesians if you actually bother to read Keynes' work. He would never have advocated the kind of circumstances we're in right now. And the free lunch crowd, like Krugman et al. And the people at the central banks of the world, think you can print your way to prosperity. And there's nothing in history to suggest it's true. Common sense would also argue against it. What we really need for prosperity is for an equitable distribution of goods and services, and for productivity to be improving, and for people to have appropriate incentives to do what they're supposed to do. Well, what do we do with incentives where savers are now punished and debtors are now rewarded? Pensions, endowments are getting just absolutely skewered, so that corporations can go out and financially engineer their way to a higher stock price by buying their, going into deeper into debt and buying their stocks back. That sort of engineering looks good on, and makes people feel good for a little while, but it's really, it's just giving painkillers to somebody with a broken leg. It's not really helping the situation out. So what we're looking at here is a situation where the Fed got dangerously off track in the late 90s, continued that dangerous experiment in the mid-2000s, and now is so hopelessly off the rails that they are actively punishing the wrong people, rewarding even wronger people, and hoping that this is all going to sort itself out. Well, it hasn't, and that's where we are right now, and that's what I think intelligent people are starting to really come to grips with is, hey, you did all this crazy stuff, where's our growth?
Well, guys, maybe a positive way to look at this is if we do get a massive pullback, even a crash in the market, those can be good times for people to make money and a good time for, let's call it, a redistribution of wealth. But that being said, Chris, is there any positives out there that people can look to if we do have this financial day of reckoning, if we want to call it that, where they can set themselves up better moving forward? And maybe not be down in the dumps for a prolonged period of time.
Well, absolutely. Our new book, Prosper, talks about that. And there are 8 forms of capital. If people build them up, their lives will be better today. And they'll be more prepared for certain future outcomes if they do arrive. And yes, a resetting, that creative destruction that Schumpeter talks about, that creative destruction is essential. The Fed has thought they could do great things by not allowing that to happen. It's no different than what the Politburo of the Soviet Union thought they could do by dictating crop growth patterns. It was a mistake. That creative destruction can come forward, and then, of course, you have fertile soil for the rebuilding phase. So what can somebody do just financially? Hey, back away. Build up cash, have a plan so that when there is that blood in the streets moment, you can execute that plan. Go out and figure out where the value really is. But it's time to understand and differentiate between price and value. Time to understand value again.
Chris, I have to say I read your book and I could not agree with you more. Keep that in mind. Stay well informed and stay nimble, as Chris said. Thanks, Chris.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.